Nova.
Everybody give it up.
Smallsies. Celebrity Small Talk Podcast. What up?
How many surgical procedures have you had?
Four nose jobs.
Sculpture on my front of my stomach.
Perma lip implant.
I haven't had plastic surgery for 2 weeks.
My surgery was botched.
Dr. Paul Nassif, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it. You're in the middle of trying to correct someone's botched procedure. We're in your office at the minute. How I've seen this before. Thanks for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be here.
Talk to me. We're in the middle of season 6 here. The world is a crazy place. I can imagine, if anything, people have either been requesting more work done plastic surgery-wise, or perhaps even just gone, you know what, life's too short. I need to fix up that bad boob job I had, 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, while everyone, of course, this pandemic has thrown everyone for a loop, but at the same point, few things. One, they have more time to heal at home. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, of course, are working from home, as we all know. So now's a great time to do things. And two, since we're all wearing masks, a lot of people are focusing more from the upper eye area and forehead, down. On that aspect, because, this is covered, even though I'm still doing all the rhinoplasties, but I'm getting more consults for blepharoplasties, which is eye work.
Is that so? Because I had heard that people, because obviously a lot of us are wearing masks now in some countries, and particularly in the US, that people had realized, oh, I don't really like the little crow's feet around my eyes, and that's all I can put on display now, so I need to fix that up.
Absolutely. That's what's happening with everybody.
Okay. Hey, I saw an article about something that was here in Australia, and I just wanted to ask you about something called designer vaginas. A top Sydney cosmetic surgeon reveals a spike in the requests. Now, I don't know exactly what the request was, but have you seen a spike in requests for designer vaginas in your neck of the woods?
Well, I hope not, because I'm a facial plastic surgeon. But all my plastic surgery colleagues, I have not heard that.
No, okay.
That sounds like a great marketing ploy, though.
It does. I was kind of thinking to myself, I'm wondering if, because COVID, because we have to sort of stay at home, it's a great time to get some work done. And then, because you don't necessarily see anybody, you can do the heel, and everyone goes, COVID's been really good to you. And I'm like, I know. What are you talking? I know.
That's what was great about staying home.
Before I let you go, I just wanted to quickly, you can be as brutally honest as you want. I know I always ask this when you're on the show, but pretend I'm in your office. Just look at my face and tell me if you could take a knife to anything anywhere and just fix it up, what would you do? Is it my nose? Is it a bit of toxin in the forehead? Because I've been thinking about that
I think you've been raising your eyebrows up a lot while you've been talking.
Mm.
Like you do.
Yeah.
And I think Botox in the forehead conservatively would be fantastic.
But
you pushed me.
Yeah.
You pushed me, so I said it.
Yeah. No, that's, I appreciate it. If you can't be honest, who can? If you can't be honest, who can, about what work is required? All right, so I'll put that on my to-do list once that all happens. Because, again, we're going out in public, masks on only. I don't need wrinkles on my forehead to be the lasting thought someone has when they look at me. As always, great to chat to you. I'm not sure what you've got loaded up in the diary for the rest of the afternoon. You got any more surgeries or just consults this afternoon?
I have a pre-op patient. And then I'm going to go take a golf lesson.
Okay, good on you. That's why we love you, sir. That is why we love you. Congrats on season 6. We're loving it here in Australia. You stay safe, okay. And we're looking forward to seeing you here again, all right?
Thank you, son. See you guys later.
You've been listening to Smallsy's Celebrity Small Talk. Yes! Follow Smallsy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or listen live to Smallsy's Surgery, weeknights from 7 on Nova.